Essay 7. Summary of Advances in ECE Theory 2005 to 2010. The Einstein-Cartan-Evans ECE Unified Field Theory has swept the world of physics since inception in 2003, as can be seen objectively from the attached overview file of about 150 pages and attached monthly synopsis. This is a synopsis of the highest quality interest in ECE, a small percentage of the huge total interest. The latter is backed up on computer and available on request. On the 28th of February 2005, it was recognized by a British high honor, the appointment of Professor Myron Wynne Evans to Her Majesty's Civil List in recognition of distinguished service to Great Britain in science. Professor Evans's predecessor in chemical physics was Michael Faraday. His predecessors in physics include Sir William Rowan Hamilton and Oliver Heaviside. His predecessors in chemistry include John Dalton and James Joule. And in astronomy, William Herschel and Sir George Airy, Astronomers Royal. Since Professor Evans is a U.S. dual citizen, ECE theory has been recognized in the United States in 26 editions of the world's leading reference vehicle, Marquis Who's Who. On July 7, 2008, Professor Evans was raised to Armiger, that's rank of gentleman with coat of arms, in further recognition of ECE theory and his Omnia Opera. On July 20, 2010, he attended a garden party at Buckingham Palace at the invitation of Queen Elizabeth II, in further recognition of ECE theory and numerous other achievements, honours and awards. In 2010, the main ECE website, www.aias.us, was recognised as an outstanding website and archived in the National Library of Wales under www.webarchive.org.uk. The AIAS.us website is also archived in the British National Archives through the National Library of Wales. The three other ECE websites are www.atomicprecision.com, et3m.net, and upitech.org. The latter two sites display new energy devices based on ECE theory and medical devices. The ECE theory is therefore making by far the greatest impact of avant-garde theories in physics. This impact can be measured precisely and in great detail using three fully computerized feedback sites to www.aias.us. The theory has been published in several journals. And in August 2010, a paper on ECE was given at a plenary by the Serbian Academy of Sciences. It has been proposed to the European Economic Community as a fundamental theory in nanotechnology and descaling technology. Physics. The major importance of ECE theory in natural philosophy is that it is the first successful unified field theory in the history of physics. It is based on the theory of relativity and extends relativity in a self-consistent and relatively simple way to include the fundamental force fields. Since 2005, the theory has been extended in many directions, as can be seen from the Unified Field Theory preprints posted on AIAS.us in advance of occasional publication in book format and sometimes as plenaries or journal format. The attached overview groups together and reviews the papers. The major advances of ECE include the derivation of all the equations of physics from geometry, the unification of quantum mechanics and general relativity, the development of electrodynamics as a theory of general relativity, the introduction of the spin connection into electrodynamics, making fundamental advances in its structure. the development of nuclear theory as a theory of general relativity, unified with electrodynamics and gravitation. The development of phase theory in natural philosophy within a unified framework based on geometry. The replacement of Big Bang theory with one based on an oscillatory universe. The development of Sagnac effect theory, the precessional theory in physics and astronomy. The development of a new cosmology based on torsion, replacing the older concepts of Big Bang and dark matter theory by torsion-based cosmology. The development of field potential relations in gravitation and electrodynamics to include the spin connection. The recognition that torsion is of fundamental importance in general relativity. The development of resonance equations based on the spin connection. The recognition that space-time is a potential source of electromagnetic as well as gravitational energy. The development of counter-gravitational device theory and its practical implementation. The derivation of the Dirac equation from Cartan geometry. The development of the Dirac spinor as a Cartan tetrad. The development of the Dirac equation as an equation in 2x2 matrices. The development of electroweak and strong field theory in terms of Cartan geometry. The derivation of the Klein-Gordon, Dirac, Procar, D'Alembert, Weinberg, Heisenberg and Schrödinger equations from Cartan geometry and the philosophical development of the Heisenberg equation. Lately, metrical methods have been developed for use in electrodynamics as well as gravitation, and the photon mass has been successfully determined from light deflection by gravitation. The precessions of the equinox and the gravitomagnetic precessions have been successfully developed from geometry. The fundamental longitudinal magnetic field of classical electrodynamics, the B3 field, has been nominated several times for a Nobel Prize in physics and or chemistry. The original B3 theory has been developed comprehensively and incorporated into ECE theory. The latter has also been used to develop nonlinear optics in terms of geometry and general relativity and unified field theory. Several novel effects of gravitation on electromagnetism have been developed and successfully tested experimentally. Notably, the ability of gravitation to produce changes in polarization of light grazing a massive star. This is observed experimentally. ECE theory has effectively replaced string theory as the new theory of physics among the professions and scholars worldwide, and ECE theory has been tested extensively against experimental data. This is clear from the detailed monitoring of the impact of ECE by computer, as shown by attached synopsis files from computer monitoring. ECE has been applied extensively to electrical engineering in the search for new energy and counter-gravitation, and is being used routinely in industry following the development of the ECE engineering model. In the latter, the four fundamental equations of electrodynamics have been derived from geometry, within the context of general relativity, incorporating the spin connection. Novel antisymmetry laws have been developed in electrodynamics and gravitation, whose connection has been shown to be antisymmetric, a major development in the theory of gravitation. Four fundamental equations of gravitation and dynamics have also been derived and shown to have the same format as the fundamental equations of electrodynamics and occupying the same physical space-time of only four dimensions by Occam's razor. The redundant multidimensional complexity of string theory has therefore been made obsolete, and a new theory of radiative corrections developed, greatly simplifying the redundant complexity and over-parameterization of quantum electrodynamics and quantum chromodynamics. Field theory has been developed in terms of Cartan geometry. Finally, mathematical advances in Cartan geometry have accompanied the development of ECE theory, and Cartan geometry shown to be correct and self-consistent in all tests applied. Chemistry. The Coulomb law of classical electrodynamics has been shown to have an internal structure in general relativity incorporating the spin connection. This structure allows novel resonant phenomena within the structures of the Dirac and Schrödinger equations, and so this finding affects the whole of chemistry, biochemistry, nanotechnology, and DNA science to the level of genetic anthropology. Other areas of chemical engineering, such as descaling, are similarly affected. In quantum chemistry, the new type of Coulomb law may be incorporated in density functional code at a fundamental level. The vast amount of information now available from quantum chemistry can be developed with the new Coulomb law, because the latter is used universally within the Schrödinger equation. The latter is the mainstay of the whole of traditional chemistry, in which the Dirac equation of special relativity is used only occasionally to look for small quantum corrections. However, with the arrival of ECE theory, a unified field theory based on general relativity, this picture is changed dramatically, because gravitational and relativistic effects can be incorporated in quantum chemistry in a radically new way, involving the spin connection of Cartan geometry. The whole of chemistry becomes geometry, because the Schrödinger equation has been derived from geometry within a generally covariant unified field theory and within the philosophy of relativity. In the areas of nanotechnology, bio-nanotechnology, and hydrogen bonding science, for example, the potential for space-time resonance within the Coulomb law has comprehensive implications throughout the entire subject areas. Notably, resonance may lead to novel mechanisms for the release of electrons, novel ionization procedures, and novel semiconductor and superconductor technologies. In the areas of spectroscopy, the Coulomb law of the Schrödinger equation determines spectral detail, fine and hyperfine structure, for example. The Dirac equation is used to account for spin orbit coupling and Zeeman effects. All these well-known spectra are affected in theory by incorporation of the spin connection of general relativity. So the ECE theory is the long-awaited new phase of chemistry, in which general relativity is incorporated comprehensively into all of its many and varied aspects. In organic and inorganic chemistry, the spin connection resonance phenomenon may affect chemical reaction theory, catalysis, heterogeneous catalysis, and chemical synthesis. Chemistry as a subject is three times bigger than physics, and the queen of the sciences. So a development at the fundamental level, such as ECE, should have many practical implications. ECE theory to date has only scratched the surface of what is possible. Similar remarks hold for biochemistry, medicine, and human genetics. Overview of ECE theory. The collapse of the standard model. 1. The source papers. The 154 source papers to date of Einstein-Cartan-Evans, ECE theory, are posted on www.aias.us, atomicprecision.com, upitech.org, and unifiedfieldtheory.info. They are also published in 7 volumes to date of Myron Wynne Evans, Generally Covariant Unified Field Theory, Abramis 2005-2009, and in journals. The appendix shows that the theory has developed into a new school of thought in physics and is used routinely in all sectors. The aias.us site also contains many articles and similar by colleagues who have applied and developed the theory in several directions. This is a brief overview of the papers, showing how the standard model of physics is rendered obsolete. The ECE theory can be applied in physics, mathematics, chemistry, and electrical engineering, notably in the search for new energy. During the course of its development, nearly all the main concepts of the standard model have been shown to be obsolete. The demonstrations of its obsolescence are straightforward and based on the application of the fundamental commutator method. Each source paper is accompanied by several background notes which give comprehensive detail. There are about 1,000 of these notes posted on www.aias.us. All this material is regularly studied by the international community in all its sectors: academic, corporate, institutional, military, governmental, and individual scholars. The appendix is about 1-5% of the unprecedented total interest for the AIAS.US site, recorded from 30th of April 2004 to the present day. These data have been chosen to represent the highest quality interest, which is assumed to be that from universities, institutes, government departments, military facilities, large household name corporations, and organizations and similar. The complete interest is archived on computer from mid-2006 onwards for AIAS.US. The total interest in ECE theory can only be described as astounding, and for the three ECE sites mentioned already, runs into many millions of files downloaded, or hits. The monthly summary of interest is recorded back to the year 2002 on the file monthly.doc attached to this overview file. The relative impact of the theory has been measured against about 50 other commensurable sites and is given in the comparative impact table on AIAS.us. This shows clearly that the ECE theory is the one that is making the most impact by far at present. The impact is recorded by feedback activity software and is measured in many ways. The feedback archives are available on request. They are analyzed daily, and the appendix is the overall result of 5.5 years of daily analysis. It is convenient to give a brief overview of the ECE theory in reverse chronological order. In later papers, methods were strengthened and simplified to the point where the fundamental incorrectness and obsolescence of the standard model becomes clear to those with a minimum of mathematical training. A key concept in this development is that of the commutator of covariant derivatives. This is an operator which acts on a vector or any tensor in general to produce the fundaments of geometry. The ECE theory is based directly on geometry, specifically on the concept of space-time torsion, ignored incorrectly in the standard model. This basic error persisted throughout the 20th century, meaning that a great amount of gravitational and cosmological work is incorrect. A major disaster for the old physics. This resulted in an unacceptable waste of public funding. It's estimated that the order of $100 million has been wasted on incorrect theory. The overview of the contents of the ECE source papers is given first. Papers 122 and 131 to 134, and the five proofs on the homepage of AIAS.us, introduce the antisymmetry theorem of ECE and apply it to gravitation and electromagnetism. Both the gravitational and electromagnetic sectors of the old physics, the standard model, are shown to be incorrect by straightforward use of the commutator operator in these papers and their background notes. The main result in gravitation is that the connection is antisymmetric in its lower two indices, not symmetric as in the old physics. This alone is enough to show that the whole development of 20th century cosmology is meaningless. In ECE theory, it has been replaced entirely by a development based on the correct use of torsion. In the electromagnetic sector, papers 131 to 134 show that the antisymmetry theorem is enough on its own to render the Maxwell-Heaviside theory meaningless. And again, this has been replaced entirely by a theory and engineering model based on the correct geometry and correct use of the commutator. The two sectors are unified naturally by the use of geometry and by a simple fundamental hypothesis. Both sectors are rendered generally covariant as required by the philosophy of relativity. In these papers, the concept of spin connection resonance is shown to be central to energy from spacetime, as is the antisymmetry theorem itself. Papers 129, 130, and 135 give the ECE equations of the fermion and the SU2 equations of the electromagnetic field. The main philosophical advance of these papers is the final rejection in ECE theory of unobservables in physics. These are non-Baconian entities that cannot be observed experimentally. In the old physics, unobservables proliferated, so that the entire subject became vastly overcomplicated and almost meaningless to science. Two examples rejected in these papers are the Dirac C and negative energy. They are replaced by Baconian concepts based on geometry. The Dirac equation is shown to be based on geometry and is simplified to an equation based on 2x2 matrices. The use of the 4x4 matrices of Dirac is shown to be overcomplicated. The antifermion is described in a much simpler way than that of Dirac. In accordance with Occam's razor of philosophy, the simpler theory is preferred. Papers 123 to 128 develop new cosmologies based on torsion and without the use of the incorrect Einstein equation. To dedicated scholars, the latter has been known to be incorrect almost since it was first inferred in 1915. For example, Schrödinger and Bauer independently pointed out some problems with it as early as 1918. Since then, many others have criticized it, notably Eddington, Dirac, and Levi-Civita, one of the pioneers of tensors. The equation is based on the incorrect use of a symmetric connection and the subsequent omission of torsion. In consequence, papers 93, 95, 96, and 100, 117, and 120 of ECE theory show through the use of computer algebra that the equation is incorrect, sometimes wildly so. These computer algebra calculations will be collected shortly in a monograph, Criticism of the Einstein Field Equation. The appendix shows that all these papers have been intensely studied since they were posted. The logic behind them is relatively simple and based on the Cartan-Bianchi identity of standard differential geometry. The identity has been proven in all detail in papers such as 112, 109, 104, 99-103, 88, and 15. Again, all these papers have been intensively studied worldwide, some for several years. The proofs are self-checking and irrefutable. Paper 121 gives the conservation theorems of ECE, and paper 116 the continuity theorems. The most important result is that spin connection resonance obeys the theorems, so electric power from spacetime can be obtained without violation of any basic conservation or continuity theorem. Spin connection resonance, SCR, is a Bernoulli-Euler resonance which does not violate any basic theorem. Papers such as 49, 76, 77, 105, 106, 108, 110, 111, 114, 117, 118, and 120 deal with cosmology based on torsion and correct geometry, and no longer use the incorrect Einstein field equation. Paper 88 shows that the so-called second Bianchi identity used by Einstein is incorrect, again because of its use of an erroneous symmetric connection and erroneous neglect of torsion. Paper 88 gives the correct identity from the Cartan-Bianchi identity. The appendix shows that these key papers are studied routinely and throughout the world. So funding of incorrect cosmology and of experiments that are badly designed should be abandoned. The gravity probe B experiment was shown in paper 117, for example, to have produced no result at the cost of the order of several millions of dollars. The ECE theory gives the order of magnitude of the result without use of the Einstein field equation and without any expenditure of public funds. Any experiment designed to prove an incorrect theory is, of course, obsolete and should not be funded. Again, the antisymmetry theorem of ECE is enough to show that the theory behind CERN is incorrect. The CERN theory is based on the electroweak theory, which is in turn based on a U1 sector symmetry for electromagnetism. This sector symmetry corresponds to the thoroughly obsolete Maxwell-Heaviside theory. This has been heavily criticized throughout the 20th century and by many dedicated scholars. It was replaced in 1992 by B3 theory, and similar theories due, for example, to Horwitz et al., Amoroso et al., Lennart et al., Barrett and Harmuth et al. The B3 field is observed in the inverse Faraday effect and is the precursor concept of ECE theory. The Maxwell-Heaviside theory does not explain the inverse Faraday effect without the ad hoc introduction of the conjugate product of nonlinear optics. All this is well known, and billions are wasted on CERN because it is based on a theory that is not only incorrect, but one which is full of unobservables such as the Higgs mechanism and boson, and full of adjustable parameters. There are currently fears that CERN may not reach its specified energy level, and it has been seriously delayed. The Higgs boson was not observed in the LEP cooperation that preceded CERN. The reason made clear by ECE theory and by many other scholars is that the Higgs boson does not exist. Papers 63, 94 and 107 are papers in electrical engineering which are amongst the most read of the ECE papers, as the appendix shows. They use the concept of spin connection resonance introduced in papers 52, 53, 59 to 65, 61, 68 and 74, in response to well-developed devices manufactured and sold by the Alex Hill Company in Mexico City. The U.S. Navy asked me to come up with a plausible explanation for the unprecedented spikes of electric power observed when it tested these devices invented by Orellano Horta and developed by Alex Hill using advanced robotics and microcircuits. It is significant in this context that all the major computer and circuit corporations have been studying ECE theory for nearly 6 years. For example, IBM, Intel, Motorola, Microsoft, Sun, Hewlett-Packard, and many others. Again, the appendix shows this clearly. A range of devices based on spin connection resonance have now been developed and code-developed by Lindstrom and Eckhart to simulate them. Papers 85 to 87 give the ECE theory of the radiative corrections. Here, ECE is preferred to QED by Occam's razor. As is typical of the old physics, QED is full of unobservables such as virtual particles, electrons that can go backwards in time, indeterminacy, and adjustable parameters such as dimensional regularization and renormalization. It is not known whether the series used in QED converges even after thousands of terms are used. To any objective scientist, QED is unworkable, and QCD more so. During the course of development of paper 85, the disturbing discovery was made that the data of the NIST Standards Laboratory were wildly self-inconsistent, so the claim to accuracy of QED is false in several ways. In ECE, the vacuum is filled with a primordial voltage, which causes the various radiative corrections. This primordial voltage can be amplified by spin connection resonance, and the Tesla resonance is a manifestation of spin connection resonance. Papers 80 to 84 develop the theory of the inverse Faraday effect, IFE, and radiatively induced fermion resonance, RFR, for one electron. If developed, RFR leads to magnetless ESR, NMR, and MRI at ultra-high resolution. This would be of immense benefit to chemistry and medicine. Again, we see in the appendix that the medical community studies ECE papers and articles regularly. Papers such as 71 replace the obsolete gauge principle by one based on geometry, the invariance of the tetrad postulate under the general coordinate transformation. In the old physics, gauge theory was developed from the Heaviside potentials and elevated incorrectly into a principle of physics. The anti-symmetry principle of the latest ECE papers shows that gauge theory is incorrect fundamentally. It is also incompatible with the Proker equation and photon mass theory, as is well known to dedicated scholars. Papers such as 40, 41, 54-57 deal with basics such as coordinate invariance in classical and quantum mechanics, geodesic analysis and second quantization in quantum field theory. It is shown in these papers that everything can be developed from geometry, a basic need of relativity. Paper 50 is the first review paper, and paper 48 describes straightforwardly and simply how the interaction of gravitation with electromagnetism can produce a change of polarization, as indeed observed experimentally when light grazes a massive object. This is one of the many experimental confirmations of ECE theory given in a table on AIAS.us and in the books by Kerry Pendergast on AIAS.us. Paper 47 introduces the dielectric version of ECE theory, a simplified version, and papers 45 and 46 give the ECE theory of the Sagnac effect. Papers 43, 44, and 107 give theories of the Faraday disk generator, paper 107 incorporating SCR into the theory to describe the experimental reports of surges of electric power observed recently in a variable frequency generator. As can be seen in the appendix, these are always well-read papers, along with papers 63 and 94, and articles to do with new energy. This area is badly in need of public funding. Paper 39 replaces the concept of dark matter with torsion based on the correct geometry, and papers such as 37 and 38 with aspects of intrinsic spin, strong field theory, and similar. Papers 33 to 36 prove the tetrad postulate in about 10 different proofs, and prove the ECE lemma in several ways. The lemma is the geometrical basis of the wave equations of physics and of quantum mechanics without indeterminacy. Papers 13 and 32 give a generally covariant commutator equation of wave mechanics, which replaces the now obsolete Heisenberg indeterminacy principle. The latter is well known to dedicated scholars to have been thoroughly refuted using microscopy. By advanced optical microscopy in the Kroka group, Lisbon University, and electron microscopy in which atoms are observed directly. The latter was first achieved by Sir John Thomas and his group in the 70s. Kerry Pendergast gives a vivid description of how this was done, he himself being an observer of atoms. According to Heisenberg, Carey, the measurer, made the atoms exist by invocation of the occult and by supplication to the idols of the cave. This illustrates vividly the grotesque decadence and intellectual dishonesty of the old physics, kept alive as it is by sinecures for the public purse and by attempted suppression of new thought. Medieval methods. Papers 27 and 28 deal with the Aronoff-Bohm and inverse Faraday effects, and papers 19 and 20 with electroweak theory and neutrino oscillation theory, both based on geometry. Paper 15 is always well studied because of its detailed and self-checking proofs of the mainstays of Cartan geometry. The first paper of ECE theory was written in March 2003, giving the field equations, and was followed shortly by the ECE wave equation in paper 2. The latter has been studied intensely for nearly 6 years. Paper 3 gave the basics of the unified field theory, and paper 4 gave the Dirac equation as a limit of the ECE equation. Finally, paper 5 gave the theory of the strong and gravitational fields. 2. Articles by colleagues. Over the past few years, several articles, overviews and lectures have been prepared by colleagues on ECE theory. As can be seen from feedback, these articles are all read each month and are a valuable contribution to the progress of science. In July 2009, for example, the most read articles were as follows. 1. Devices for Space-Time Resonance Based on ECE Theory by Dr. Horst Eckhart, AIAS Director and 2009 TGA Gold Medalist. This is an article that has been studied intensively for nearly 6 years and gives an overview how devices taking energy from space-time may be constructed using the principles of spin-connection resonance. 2. Einstein, Cartan, Evans, A New View on Nature by Horst Eckhart and Lars Felker. This is a valuable overview of ECE theory, which has been translated into several languages and is always intensively studied each month, referred to as ECE. 3. The ECE Theory, History and Key Persons. This is a valuable public lecture by Dr. Horst Eckhart, written on a level that the general public can comprehend. 4. How Do Space Energy Devices Work? By Dr. Horst Eckhart, Spanish translation by Alex Hill. This is an introductory article, which along with several other articles has been translated into Spanish by Alex Hill. 5. ECE Engineering Model, The Basis for Electromagnetic and Mechanical Applications by Dr. Horst Eckhart. These slides give the basic ECE equations of electrodynamics and dynamics. 6. How Do Space Energy Devices Work? An Explanation by ECE Theory, English language version of Article 4. 7. The Life of Myron Evans, A Biography by Kerry Pendergast, an excellent book, always well read, and scheduled to be made into a film directed by Ken Russell. 8. Space-Time Resonance in the Ampere-Maxwell Law by Dr. Douglas Lindstrom, one of several articles on spin-connection resonance with original input by Dr. Lindstrom, sometime of the Alberta Research Council. 9. Comprehensive Advanced Aerospace Program by Charles Kellum and Associates, giving a description of a device family for new energy and counter-gravitational applications. 10. Crystal Spheres, an original and always well-read book by Kerry Pendergast, which includes a history of the British Civil List scientists and many other things of interest. 11. Spanish translation of Article 1. 12. On the Development of Space-Time and a Unified Field Theory of Physics by Dr. Gareth J. Evans, an article which gives an excellent overview of ECE theory, pure and applied. 13. Spanish translation by Alex Hill of the Evans Equations of Unified Field Theory by Lawrence Felker, whose original book was published by Abramis in 2007 and which was a virtual bestseller on AIAS.us, referred to as F4. 14. Spanish translation of ECE. 15. Severe and definitive criticisms of black hole theory by Stephen Crothers, 2008 TGA gold medalist. These are given in several of the ECE papers and in an article, Black Holes, Unicorns, and All That Jazz. 16. Galaxy Structures Described by ECE Theory by Horst Eckhart. Always a well-read article in both English and Spanish, giving a popular account of galactic dynamics in ECE theory. 17. F13 in Spanish. 18. Spanish translation of Article 16. There are about 40 of these articles and presentations in all, and every month every article is read worldwide. 3. Summary analysis of feedback patterns. The feedback patterns in the appendix have been studied over nearly 6 years and show a steadily increasing and continuous interest in ECE theory, both papers and articles. It can be seen that over this span of time, essentially all institutions to do with theoretical physics have begun to study the theory continuously. This implies an overwhelming rejection of the obsolete standard model among staff and students of several disciplines. The great amount of material downloaded from the site indicates that this is not a casual interest, it is a deep study. A table of the world's best universities and institutes is available on the internet, so it's possible to deduce objectively that they all study ECE theory routinely. A feature of the feedback is that there is considerable student interest because of the periodicity of the visits. During semester or term time, the number of university visits is greater than during vacation time. Although important, the university and institution sector interest is small compared with the industrial sector. Literally thousands of corporations study ECE theory routinely by now. Sometimes the appendix records major or household name corporations. In the computing sector, for example, there are repeated visits from IBM, Intel, Motorola, Hewlett-Packard, Microsoft, and so forth. In the aerospace sector, there are repeated visits from Lockheed Martin and Northrop Grumman, for example. Again, it is known that these are not casual visits because of the number of gigabytes downloaded and the number of files downloaded. Over nearly 6 years, the latter amount to several million, and the former to several hundred gigabytes. The number of individual visitors per month peaked in June 2009 at over 25,000 during the month for all ECE sites, AIAS.us, AtomicPrecision.com, and UnifiedFieldTheory.info. A significant feature of the interest is military and governmental. As can be seen from the appendix, the U.S. military sector continuously studies ECE theory. All four services have repeatedly visited AIAS.us, Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines. These visits include ones from the Pentagon and tactical commands, notably Departments of State, Transport, Health, NASA, NOAA, government laboratories, government science agencies such as NSF and NIH, several sections of NASA, and so forth. There have been visits from head of state staffs of several countries, and from the U.S. Congress. A similar pattern of visits occurs from Europe. Visits have occurred monthly from up to 116 countries. The leading interest occurs from the major industrialized countries, as may be expected. The main area of research work in theoretical physics may be identified clearly from the appendix as North and Central America, USA, Canada, and Mexico, and Europe. However, there is also considerable interest from the Far East, Australia, New Zealand, Japan, Taiwan, and South Korea. The university and institute visits are uniformly distributed in each region. For example, they cover the entire United States and the entire area of Western and Central Europe. Visits from the Russian Federation and China occur more rarely, but they do occur continuously. There are also visits from the Near East, notably from India, Singapore, Thailand, Indonesia, and Malaysia. Visits also occur routinely from the entire continent of South America, notably from Argentina and Brazil. There is an overwhelming number of visits from individuals. These are not recorded in the appendix, but are totaled up on the appendix file of monthly visits from 2002 to the present. The complete feedback data for AIAS.us is backed up on computer from 2006 to the present and is available on request. There are also many automated search engine visits, and ECE is picked up by every major search engine. A significant feature of the feedback is that every month, over 1,500 documents are read off the www.aiasus site, including all the 135 ECE source papers to date, and all the 40 or so books and articles written by other ECE scholars. It's also significant that the background notes to each paper are read every month. There are several hundred of these, and they give much more detail than the 135 source papers. This means that the theory is continuously studied in depth. It may be concluded from every measure of feedback, therefore, that ECE is a new school of thought by international usage. Conversely, the standard model of physics has been rejected as obsolete and unworkable. Government funding should therefore be switched away from expensive white elephants, such as CERN, to urgent matters of sources of new energy. Quality-controlled website publishing has made journal publishing obsolete. Journal citations have been overtaken by measure of actual usage, a far better indicator of relevance, immediacy, timeliness, acceptance, and usage. This is especially true when an obsolete elite restricts journal publication to the standard theory. It becomes known over time that this is happening, so confidence in these journals is eroded to almost nothing. Accordingly, the readership has turned to the ECE websites, literally in their hundreds of thousands, if not millions. This is an unprecedented event in the history of science. Evans of Glenethrim, British Civil List Scientist, August 2009.